question. Can't have more than one microphone at a time. About that question of what you were hoping for this Christmas. We heard a lot about what our children were hoping for, and some of us hope for material things, and some of us hope for slightly less tangible presents. But our children certainly hope for a lot of things. Sometimes we get them, and sometimes we don't. I don't think I've ever seen a remote-controlled bus, but... So I have to warn you, children, if there are any around, that you might not get the things that you said on that video. And there are reasons you might not get them, which I want to talk to you a bit about tonight, which parents will recognise. And they apply to what we want as adults from God just as much as what the children want from us. And the first thing is, you might not get the things you hope for because you haven't asked for them. A few times I've found out about this time of year something that my children desperately want for Christmas. They probably didn't get it. Not asking is a massive reason for not receiving something. It sounds really simple, but it's easy to blame God for not giving us something that we haven't asked him for. We saw in our first video that you don't get what you want for Christmas if you've been naughty, because he's making a list, he's checking it twice. Is that right? Yeah? He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. See, they know that one. And to a certain extent, that's true. You know, even as adults, we call it sin, doing things wrong, ignoring God. And it does affect our ability to receive God's blessings. And God, the Bible says we won't receive if we ask with selfish motives. But although Santa might weigh up whether your niceness outweighs your naughtiness, God doesn't work like that. He knows that we do things wrong, believe me. He doesn't need an elf on the shelf to tell him. But he loves us and wants to bless us anyway. He sent Jesus into a sinful world. He didn't wait for the world to be good. All we need to do is to turn away from our wrong attitudes and he'll forgive us so we can receive from him. But there's also a not yet sometimes to our presence. You might find that Santa can't bring something if your parents can't afford it right now. It's just the way the world works. You might have to wait for something else to happen first. And God knows that sometimes we can't receive what we're hoping for until something else happens, till other circumstances are right or our hearts are ready. As children, we might not get what we want because our parents aren't sure we really want it. How often have they asked for something and then next week changed their minds and asked for something else, and then the week after changed their minds and asked for something else? But when they've been asking for the same thing over and over and over and over, you start to think, maybe this is what they really want. Jesus said we need to be persistent in asking God. If there's something you need from him, keep on asking. He might just want to see how serious you are. He might just want to know that you know how much you need it. So wait, your blessings could come later when the time is right. But finally, and here we really get down to Christmas, you might not get what you want because there's something even better. You asked for a colouring book but got an art set. You asked for a CD but got an iTunes subscription. You asked for a box of biscuits and got taken out for a meal. When we started our service this evening, the Israelites were hoping for a new king. Someone who was going to come in and fight the Romans who'd taken over their land. Someone who would rescue them from their oppressors, bring back their nation and reign as a conquering king on earth. Who remembers the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And Chris Tarrant would write out a cheque for £32,000 and hold it out. We don't want to give you that. And that's what that hope of Israel is. There's nothing wrong with it. But God doesn't want to give them an earthly king who sorts out their physical problems and then when he dies they go and mess it all up again. That's what happened all through the Old Testament. What he wanted to give them was himself. Emmanuel, God is with us. He wanted to come and rescue them, not from the Romans, but from themselves, from their stubbornness and selfishness and wrongdoing. He wanted to give them an identity, not as a people of the land, but as children of God. He wanted to rule not over a kingdom on earth, although one day he will come back and do that as well, but rule as king over the hearts and minds of his people. And that gift that he gave at Christmas wasn't just for the Israelites, but for all of us. In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter said, "The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, all whom the Lord our God will call." And how he did all that is a story for another day, and I'd encourage you to come back at Easter, if not before, to hear it. But for now, the seeds of that promise are bound up in this child in the manger. So when we think about what we hope for this Christmas, whether that's a physical present or a more immaterial hope, have we asked for it? If we have and we still don't get it, doesn't mean that we've been naughty. It doesn't mean our parents don't love us. It certainly doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. It might just mean that he wants to give us something even better. We can ask him for the things we need, and sometimes we get them. But his ultimate answer, his ultimate gift, is the birth of that child who is God with us, who enters in to live with us and grows within us, as the song says, to turn our tears to laughter, hate to love, war with others as well as within ourselves, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbour. He gives us the gift of hope of changed lives, of guidance, strength, peace, and ultimately the hope that we'll live with him forever. He doesn't always fix our circumstances, but his gift sustains us and builds us up in spite of them. Because God's gift is not just for us to enjoy, but for us to grow. And not just for our good, but for the good of others as well. So there's only one thing left for us to do. We receive that gift and we say thank you. I was given a story recently. It's about a little boy who goes into church on Christmas morning, as many of our children do, taking one of his presents to show the church. His present was a little red wheelbarrow. At the front of the church was a nativity crib scene set up. And after the service, the little boy went down, picked up the baby Jesus out of the manger, put him in the wheelbarrow and started to run up the aisle with him. And the minister called him and spoke to him quite sternly, "What do you think you're doing?" The little boy's face fell, but he said to the minister, "I prayed to Jesus and I told him if he would make sure I got a wheelbarrow for Christmas, I'd let him have the first ride in it." You see, this little boy was grateful for the gift he'd been given. And the minister was left wondering how many people in the church that morning had remembered to thank God for his gifts. So let's remember that this Christmas and thank God for all the gifts he's given to us, especially the gift of Jesus. And we can do that as we go back to Bethlehem and join the shepherds and the wise men in their celebration of this God's greatest gift. And if the children want to make some noise as we celebrate, there's some instruments down there. Go and get them quickly before the musicians come and stand in the way. Good. Mummy, bring them out. Bring a box out for me.